In Texas, the conversation at the local level is also focusing on the resettlement of Syrian refugees. Two Syrian families, including six children, are expected to arrive in Dallas and Houston today, joining relatives already settled in the Lone Star State. Their moves come after Texas eased up its legal fight against the federal government. The lawsuit's still going on, and a judge may hear arguments later this week. State officials fought for weeks to stop the refugees, saying the government's screening process could allow ISIS a back door into the U.S. But as Chris Conley of KERA in Dallas reports, people who help bring refugees into this country say that's pretty far-fetched.
Anne Marie Weiss-Armouche of Dallas-Fort Worth International Community Alliance says Syrians are already put through a more extensive screening process than other refugees, and priority is given to the most vulnerable, the elderly, the disabled, families with small children.
There is no basis for anyone to claim that refugees will be recruited by ISIS. And so it worries me that the American public believes a story that's so exaggerated, so untrue, that is passed around by some of our governors.
Weiss-Armouche says the arrival of Syrian refugees in the U.S. has slowed to a trickle. Just 24 families have been resettled here in North Texas. I talked to one of them, a family that I profiled just a couple of months ago. Abdulrahman Zaytoun lives with his mother in a two-bedroom apartment in Fort Worth, a few doors down from his brother and nephew, who has severe disabilities. The latest addition to their household is a U.S. native, though, a kitten named Olive. She's adorable, but he says she was absolutely useless when a mouse ran across the kitchen floor.
I felt like she's saying, "There's a mouse, go and kill her." I look at her like, "What's your job? What are you doing right here?" "Act like your nature."
The kitten played around the living room as we sat sipping strong Syrian coffee. When I asked Zaytoun what it was like going through the screening process in Turkey, he says it was a whole lot of waiting.
A lot of waiting, a lot of time, a lot of interviews, a lot of health checks. They do blood tests. They do everything they should do.
He says there are also hundreds of questions about political and religious affiliations, about who you know and associate with, asked over and over for months. He counts himself lucky, everyone does, he says, because his family got through it quicker than most.
It took me only 14 months, so that's a year and 2 months. So they think I'm very lucky. I made it in a very short period of time.
The 20-year-old says he's sad so many Americans fear Syrian refugees, but he gets it. It's hard to understand what's happening a world away. He thinks politicians are being disingenuous, though. They should know the screening process is so tough that almost no refugees settled since September 11th have been involved in terror plots. His mother, Mazik al-Hafiz, makes the case for her people simply. The retired school teacher says Syrians are honest and honorable. They value community and take care of each other. They just need help, she says, and they want to be treated fairly. Her son says they don't worry about their own safety after the Paris attacks and this wave of anti-refugee sentiment.
I'm not scared because there's also a lot of people, when they know that I'm from Syria, they hold my hands very tight, and they pray for me, they pray for Syria. That's why I'm not worried.
Abdulrahman Zaytoun's life is here now, and he says he's fine with that.
A lot of people, they stole our freedom in Syria, and right now we got it back. So this is my home right now, and this is the land that I'm going to defend on for the rest of my life. And I'm going to have kids, they're also going to defend this land, not Syria. America.
That story was produced by Chris Conley from member station KERA in Dallas.